Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. On November 5th of 2021, fans of rapper Travis Scott poured into Houston's NRG Park for the third annual AstroWorld Festival. As Scott took to the stage, a massive crowd surged forward, crushing 9 concertgoers to death and seriously injuring many others. The AstroWorld Festival is far from the first crowded concert to turn fatal. Similar tragedies occurred, just for example, in 1979 at a concert by The Who, and in 1991 at an AC/DC show. These crowd disasters, sadly, are more frequent and deadlier at major pilgrimages and sporting events. But experts say they don't have to be. For the article this episode is based on, How Stuff Works spoke with Stephen Allen, a professional safety and security consultant and the founder of the UK crowd management agency, Crowd Safety. He likens crowd management at a concert to piloting a passenger jet. The passengers on any commercial airline trust that the company has safety regulations in place, autopilot capability, backup engines, flotation devices, and emergency landing gear. But in accordance with Murphy's Law, anything that can go wrong eventually will. In a mass failure situation, Allen said, that's when you have a team on that flight deck. And for me, that's your show stop team. As the name suggests, the show stop team's job is to stop the show. When they give the signal, the house lights come up, filling the space with pure white light. The artist should then instruct the crowd that there has been an incident, not to panic, and to proceed to the exit. It's a strategy designed to let the often inebriated crowd know, unambiguously, that the party is over. The tricky part is knowing when, or whether, to send the show stop signal. One of the most important components of the job, according to Allen, is being able to spot a potentially dangerous situation when it arises. And part of that involves familiarity with different types of concert etiquette. Knowing, for example, that you're more likely to encounter a mosh pit at a punk show than a Dolly Parton concert. Then there's recognizing that even in rowdy crowds, most mosh pits are relatively safe. Alan explained, they've got their own rules and they know what they're doing. What you're looking for is that sign of distress in their faces. When a crowd starts to move in a frenzy, things can quickly take a turn for the dangerous. The force of a rushing crowd can exceed 1,000 pounds, that's 450 kilos, which is great enough to bend steel. Folks trapped in the middle of the crush can have the air forced from their lungs, or if they're knocked to the ground, can be trampled underfoot by the crowd. In the early 1990s, crowd safety researcher John J. Fruin developed an easy acronym for the four elements to monitor in a potential crowd disaster situation. It's called FIST. That stands for force, information upon which the crowd acts, space involved, and time, or the duration of the incident. Fruin wrote that if one of these elements seems off, say a person falls and doesn't get back up, the show should stop. As a result, the security team must be constantly scanning for people making involuntary movements or adopting uncomfortable body language. People climbing, or trying to, over the front stage barrier nonstop is another sure sign to stop the show. The biggest danger, according to Alan, is crowd collapse, when a group of people falls down and the people behind them continue to surge forward. He said, thankfully, it's a rare occurrence. The problem is, when it does happen, it can be catastrophic. Unfortunately, all of these occurred at Astroworld. So what went wrong? As the show went on, the dense, excited crowd grew increasingly panicked. Video footage shows one concertgoer climbing up the stage scaffolding and attempting to notify a camera operator that people are f***ing dying. However, Scott performed his entire set. The production team never stopped the show. From the time security declared a mass casualty event until the concert actually ended, a full 37 minutes elapsed. Astroworld's 56-page safety plan did not address a deadly crowd surge situation, an investigation by Houston Public Media subsequently revealed. The document outlined safety procedures for several different scenarios, from lost persons to bad weather to a mass shooting event, but the potential for crowd crush stood out as a noticeable omission. Crowd safety expert Paul Wertheimer, who reviewed the document after the fact, told Houston Public Media, "That's all you need to know about the plan. It didn't even address the crowd." Live Nation, the concert's promoter, indicated in a recent statement that it had released all surveillance footage to the Houston police and fire departments, who are currently investigating the incident. The company faces multiple lawsuits in the wake of the disaster, and Scott himself is being sued as well. Scott also canceled his headlining appearance at the Las Vegas Festival Grounds on November 13th. In the end, according to Alan, the real tragedy is that this catastrophe could have been avoided with proper preparation. He said, "I love live music. I love live events. That's why I got involved. Concerts can be managed safely. They can be run safely. It's about everyone accepting and understanding, you know, that this can actually happen." Today's episode is based on the article, "Why Astroworld Was a Recipe for Deadly Crowd Crush," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Joanna Thompson. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.